This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a common question that comes up, and I know it's not easy to talk about, actually you might not want your kids to listen to this segment, is a sexual tension between kids and their parents. Boys and their moms, girls and their daddies. And apparently this has come to light when Prince Harry, in his new book, Spare, describes how when he was little, he had frostbitten his penis, which has happened. I told you guys, you got to be careful, got to keep it warm. I tell my boys, hey, keep it covered. Throw an extra sock in there, do whatever you need to keep it warm. And his mom, at the time, Princess Diana, had used her lip balm to put on it to warm it up, to prevent it from becoming more frostbitten. As a physician, I'm fascinated by that. I really want to know if lip balm can be used as, I know wax could be protective if it's like a chapstick, but I think this was an Elizabeth Arden lip balm. And if you hear his passage, talks about how, you know, he thought it was odd, but then there were these feelings of, you know, and the smell of the lip balm that's on his penis now that reminds him of his mom. And anyway, it was a little weird. Okay, it was a little weird. But as a physician, I can tell you it's not that uncommon. People are always bringing up, oh my God, this happened in the family. This happened in the family. What's going on? Mind you, there's also assault that happens in the family. There's molestation that happens in the family. And so sexual tensions can happen in the family. So Oedipus complex has been brought up, and I don't know if I would accuse Prince Harry of the Oedipus complex. So Oedipus complex stems from, I think it was Greek mythology, where Oedipus was abandoned at birth, never knew his parents, and then I guess in the story, he ends up killing a man who ended up being his father. He falls in love with a woman, marries her, ends up being his mom, and doesn't realize, because I tell you, these Greek stories were, they were Greek tragedies, but the creativity in terms of the storyline blows my mind how they were thinking of these things back then. But anyway, so he ends up killing the guy that ended up being his father and marrying the mom. So Oedipus complex apparently may occur in the phallic stage of boys between 3 and 6 years old. Sigmund Freud had spoken up about this, where, and called it the Oedipus complex, where kids will dislike their same-sex parent because of jealousy. So a little girl will love her daddy so much that she hates the mom because the mom is competition for the daddy. No, I liked my dad more because my mom would be on my ass all day. And, you know, I was just, you know, daddy would come home from work and it would be all fun and games until, again, my mom said, all right, time for the whippings. And then, all right, well, that ended. But no, you know, little girls love their daddies. Little boys love their mommies. That doesn't have to be. I have never witnessed anything like that personally in my family or distinct family or distant family, where any child was jealous of daddy because of mom. But are there certain times where something happens and there could be a moment where a child, you know, and it's interesting because in the olden days, This is something we would never do now. But in the olden days, and maybe it has happened in some cultures, a mother would calm her crying baby down or her colic baby down by rubbing the testicles. And the child would be soothed and fall asleep. That nothing sexual. It's the lady was trying to put her kid to sleep. And so people are like, well, wait a second. What's going on here? So, it's interesting what Prince Harry said, and I get that it might have been a very weird conundrum that there was something on their wee-wee versus, but the other thing too also is many times when kids are that young, the sexual aspect isn't a concept. I mean, you know, when you change somebody's diaper, you got to change somebody's diaper. You got to clean it. You give somebody a bath. Now, you gave your 18-year-old boy a bath, something that is a little odd. But if you're giving your infant a bath or your 2-year-old a bath and doing bath time, you know, I mean, when I was on a plane, I had to take my son into the bathroom with me because I was flying alone. My son was only 3 months old. I was flying to take him to see my parents. And he was 3 months old. I had to go to the bathroom. I wasn't going to leave a baby at the seat by himself. So I took him with me to the bathroom. You let your child see you in the toilet. All moms take their kids to the bathroom. When they were old enough where I think they would freak out about me having a period, I made them turn and, you know, I always made them kind of turn and face the wall when they were older. But, yeah, moms take their kids into the bathroom with them. That's safety. So there's a fine line between a sexual tension or interaction and parents just doing what they need to do. Now, I don't know if you guys saw Jurassic Park. In Jurassic Park, in the first movie, the girl was trying to climb up through the ceiling. And so the male actor had to grab her by the butt. Doesn't, to me, look like anything sexual. He was trying to save her life because the velociraptors were ready to chew her. So you grab her and, you know, so a dad pushing their kid, even though he wasn't her dad in the movie, pushing the kid by the butt doesn't necessarily mean anything sexual. So we have a problem because we have families that do molest. You do have, you know, family members that will do things to their kids. And the kids don't know if it's normal parenting or not. And they might never know until later on. They're like, okay, wait a second. Because nobody talks about it. So these conversations should happen. But Harry and, you know, him freezing the penis and his mom using something to protect it was a mom being a good mom. I don't think there's any Oedipus complex stuff going on there. Although it doesn't look like he likes his dad very much right now, I still don't think it's Oedipus complex. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of our listeners asked, wants to be anonymous, but asked what I thought about the state of the nuclear family, women working, women waiting to have babies, and without, he said, sounding misogynist, what is that a reason for some of the changes we're seeing and the crime and the health issues with kids and autism? And, you know, and it was a very interesting note that was kind of long-winded, but basically what he's asking, without, you know, we're not wanting to get canceled, but just wants me to discuss, are women, and they're not doing the traditional roles of the old school days of, I'm going to save myself for marriage, I'm going to wait till I'm married before I have sex, then I am going to marry the love of my life. I am going to have his babies. I am going to create a home for those babies, be a homemaker. I'm going to send those kids off into the world so they had my nurturing and my love with daddy's skill set and what he taught them. And then those kids are going to be good and, you know, all that. You know, is that lack of traditional homemaking one of the reasons why we have what we see today? And it's an interesting concept. I have to, though, say that we need to stop thinking of a 1950s sitcom when we think of these older traditional woman roles. Because in caveman days, the moms grabbed their child, threw them onto their back or in a papoose, and went out there and hunted and gathered. So if mom needed to get food, she got food. If mom needed to feed the family, she, you know, if mom couldn't give milk to the baby, she found somebody else to give milk to the baby. And these women were badasses too. And so we keep thinking of this whole, you know, what is it, the you know, Betty Crocker bake oven set, you know, where women would stay home and bake a pie and all that. I mean, you know, to run a household and to go into the errands and do everything that needed to be done, you know, wasn't just the, you know, I'm just going to cook and clean. So there, you know, mom might have been more present. Mom might have been less happy. That's, you know, all I know is if I had to stay home all day and I couldn't work and do the job that I wanted to, I don't think I would be as much of a fun mom as I was with the kids. I will be honest, as a mom, and I've spoken to you guys about this, I have felt guilty about working as much as I did. I should have never put patients and my office and my practice before the kids, but I did because I was going to feel guilty if I didn't. If a patient needed to come in late and see me, I would see them. If a patient needed a call back late at night, I would do that. If I would take call, I should have put the family first. And so I think there's a happy medium. I think the way I did it where I hardly saw my kids, no, that was ridiculous. I was working an urgent care shift. I left the house at 10:45 when my baby was only 6 months old, 10:45 a.m., and I wouldn't get back till 1:30, 2 in the morning. So I only got 2 hours with my baby. No. No, to me, that's not right. I think children need to be around their parents, both mom and dad. Now, is the idea of people not getting married, us not having nuclear families, there not being both a female and a male in the house, is that changing the way people are perceiving getting into trouble or not getting into trouble? Or I'm mixed on that because there's been a lot of individuals who only were raised by a mom or only were raised by a dad or raised by a grandparent, and they didn't turn out to be criminals. I don't think. Now, I think where a child turning into a criminal could happen is if they are abandoned and not nurtured and they don't feel they have somebody, they look for a mentor. They look for an advisor. Children will always look for a leader or someone for nurturing. And if they don't have that at home, they're going to go to their peers or their peers' brothers or family members. So they're, you know, ensuring that there is somebody at the home to provide that nurturing is important. So that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, women can't work and people can't get divorced. It just is, that's just what I've seen. In terms of autism, autism gets brought up. Is the reason why autism happening so much more frequently in the population is because women are waiting till their 30s to have their first child. It is a very honest question. There's also been studies suggesting that older fathers could be causing the gene changes that affect the child that could have autism. So older parents were still studying, and we might not know all we need to know about what can be going on medically with somebody whose parents did not get pregnant right out of puberty. But we do see sociological issues that happen to, you know, 14, 15-year-olds that give birth when they're not ready, and you have a child that isn't being taken care of by the parent because the parent, you know, was too young and still has to go to school and still has to mature, and grandparent has to take care of that child. So I think, again, there is a happy medium. I don't think people should be having their child too young. They shouldn't be having them, too much older without there being medical supervision. But again, things are different now. Your 13-year-old male and 13-year-old female in caveman days already knew how to build a cave, already knew how to hunt and gather, already knew how to take part in society. The average 13-year-old child right now is sitting in a classroom learning algebra and playing video games. You know, a sexually mature child should from day one be able to be doing things out there. So I'm going to be talking about that in a little bit. So it's interesting. There was an article that said women and voters of color were primarily responsible for turning the, quote, red wave into a red trickle in the 2022 midterm elections in the wake of the Supreme Court's controversial decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. And this has been asked. People said, how much did Roe v. Wade really have that much impact on the election? I think it had a big impact, but what's interesting is there always has to be something that motivates voters. For those people that feel the fetus is a life and might have agreed with Roe v. Wade in terms of, look, government shouldn't be deciding this. This should be up to a patient and their doctor whether an abortion needs to be performed. We shouldn't be having taxpayers pay for it. Those individuals might have, with Roe v. Wade, overturned, said, all right, things are going in the right direction, so I don't need to get out there and vote. Yet somebody who disagreed with it say, no, we need the feds involved. We want the feds to make a law of the land in favor of abortion, are going to then be charged by that and speak out. The other thing, too, is every election needs a focus. Every election needs something to be passionate about. With the 2020 election, it was people disliking Trump. And so that was able to charge people. You really didn't have a lot of people, you didn't have people say, oh, I hate Biden, or I love Biden. But Trump was something that was able to charge. So you had people who either loved Trump or hated Trump. In the 2016 election, you had people that hated Obamacare or liked Obamacare. So there has to be some cause, some rally cry. And with the midterms, you had the inflation, you had recession, you had COVID lockdown, you had overly spending, etc. But midterms usually don't get a lot of activity. So there had to be something that primed. And the Roe v. Wade overturn was a primer for people to come out and vote. So it's definitely interesting. And keep the questions coming, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Alec Baldwin's vowing to fight and win once prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, formally charge him with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. This over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Prosecutors say they'll file the charges against Baldwin and the woman in charge of firearms on the set by the end of the month. President Biden's due in California this afternoon to take a look at the damage from the constant storms this month. The Treasury Department's telling the Speaker of the House extraordinary measures are now in place to keep the U.S. government from defaulting. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon tells CNBC, no matter what,
we should never question the creditworthiness of the United States government. That is sacrosanct. It should never happen.
The Labor Department says fewer than 200,000 people applied for jobless benefits last month, down by about 15,000 from the week before. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I've said this once, but I'm going to say it again because I think we are really doing ourselves a disservice when it comes to our kids. And with our previous question of are we doing something wrong in terms of nuclear family or marrying too late or, you know, not having marriage at all or no. The problem, if you want to fix society's woes, if you want to fix crime, if you want to fix the economy, if you want to fix drug addiction, if you want to fix gaming disorder, if you want to fix dysfunctional families, change the way we do school and get those flipping kids into jobs and early on. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, labor laws. No. All right, hear me out. Okay, first and foremost, and I've said this time and time again, summer break should not be 3 months. when you have a strapping 16-year-old boy that has muscles, that has intelligence, and they could, with their youth and their health and their virility, be able to do so much for the planet, and you're having them for 3 months stay off school and they play video games in a basement somewhere, we're wasting our kids' youth. We have our kids 9 months of the year sit in a classroom for 6 to 8 hours. Then they come home, they play video games, or they eat. They used to get a part-time job. They go to fast food. Make $4, $5, $6 an hour. Do some job. Right? Make some extra money to pay for their car, to pay for their dates. We don't see that anymore. They're in school. Some are in sports, which I like. They're in sports. But all day long, they come home. They see their parents for a couple hours, play video games, maybe get their homework done. And they're 14. They're 15. They're 16. They're 17. They're 18. An 18-year-old teenage boy is a man. A 15-year-old is a man. We were just speaking about how in the caveman days, kids were having kids, right? I mean, kids, 13 to 15, when they were sexually mature, they were already starting their families. And we didn't look at it as a shock because the average child knew how to hunt and gather since the time they were walking. And in society, we have changed it such that the average child doesn't know how to hunt for their food. The average child doesn't even know how to buy groceries. The average child is turning into an adult that needs a McDonald's to feed him. What the hell are we doing? So I've said this once and I've said it again. School should only be no more than 4 hours. School should be in the morning, 8 to 12. I get we're letting them sleep in because they do better and they need sleep, etc. Fine, then make it 9 to 1. But a very short, compact, this is what you're going to learn. You're going to get some breaks. You don't need to feed these kids lunch at school. They can eat if they want, and you can provide them free food if they come from a family that doesn't have food. But as soon as they are done with their morning classes, they get their asses out there and work. They either are building a house, they are working on a car, they are volunteering at a hospital, they're working at fast food, they are following a plumber around. See, as a doctor, when you're in medical school, you follow around and you go on these rotations and then you work in all these different specialties. So then you have a baseline knowledge. Why aren't we doing that with kids? Why aren't kids working with plumbers? Why aren't they working with firefighters? Why aren't they working at all? Why aren't they learning CPR? Why aren't they learning self-defense? How come all kids aren't black belts in karate? Why don't they know Krav Maga? Because they're sitting in classrooms. They're sitting there in the classroom learning their algebra, learning their Shakespeare, learning their... They need to learn that, but for 8 hours? Give them their material, finite, without the BS. We don't need commentary. I don't need to hear what my teacher thinks about what that story meant to her. The kids need to read the book. They need to be tested on the book that they read the book. Move on from the book. Same thing with vocabulary. The kids need to learn the basics, but they're not learning real life. We see what happened on the set of Rust with Alec Baldwin and the gun. Every child should know gun safety. It should be like brushing your teeth. If there's a gun, you check if it's loaded. Well, one, don't touch it if you're a kid, obviously, but check if it's loaded. There's common sense stuff. We learn our ABCs and we know our ABCs. But why aren't we learning common sense things? Why aren't we learning about poison? Why aren't we learning about there's a dollar bill on the ground, you don't pick it up? Why aren't we teaching kids about gambling and how ridiculous it is? Have kids do a gambling group project, and everybody loses their ass. Well, that's what happens when you gamble. We don't teach them that stuff. I mean, you know, if we have a lot of things kids need to learn. They need to learn about sexual assault. They need to learn that not everybody is cis, some are trans. They need to learn that not everybody is heterosexual. But these are fine. You don't have to have years of curriculum on the same thing. These kids need to learn it all. But they also need to be out there in the real world. The average child does not know how to change the battery of a fire alarm. The average kid doesn't know how to kill a spider. I know this because I'm like, oh, there's a spider. Where's daddy? We don't have to wait for daddy to come home to kill a spider or scorpion. Now, my son, who's kind of now taken on that role, scoops it up in a jar, puts it outside so we let it live, and we don't have to kill the animal anymore. Nobody's, you know, lighting a torch in the house or anything like that. Do kids know how to put out a fire? Are we teaching our children in school what to do if there's a kitchen fire? I had a fire in my house. My father had to grab me. I was barefoot. Take me out of the house. I saw the fire, the flames. I was stunned. I shouldn't have been stunned. Every kid should know how to fight a fire. Are they doing that at school? Is anybody teaching kids how to do that? Are any schools teaching kids how to drive in a skid? There's something called Driver's Edge out there, which is fantastic. And they will provide free classes for kids that they could sign up if they wish. But all schools in Driver's Edge should be already teaching that. Are they teaching them dental care? Are they teaching kids how to take out a splinter? Are they teaching, you know, we think we're giving the kids everything they need to learn. And they should be, honestly, if in the caveman days they're already having kids at age 13 and already being moms and dads at the age of 13, why the hell aren't our kids already out there in the real world learning how to do things? They're not. Now, maybe on the farm they are, because the farmers are like, okay, get the four-year-old out here so they can watch this. They need to help. But the average kid, no. They're home playing video games. We say youth is wasted on the young. We are wasting youth. We have a military that is having trouble recruiting, and now even more than ever, because you can't really promise free college since that's something that's going to eventually pass. To be honest, if you want to do free college, make the last 2 years of high school an associate's degree. Why does high school have to be 4 years? Learn what they need, and then the last 2 years, junior and senior year, be associate's degree. It's not going to cost any more money. But we're just wasting our kids' youth. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So the Kraken COVID wave, which I really think we need to flip and stop calling the Kraken. Are you kidding me? It just, come on. Wasn't the Kraken in Clash of the Titans, wasn't it the big water monster that would come up and you would release the Kraken and then the Kraken would go and kill the prisoner? Yeah, that was it, Aphrodite? I don't know who. So they're calling the latest wave the Kraken. Listen, it's another wave of COVID. It is outsmarting the vaccines. It's outsmarting prior immunity. It's making people sick. Luckily, not killing people as much as the earlier version, but still deadly. I just don't think we have to call it the Kraken. I think we can just call it another COVID wave. And I think China still has a hell of a lot of explaining to do. I'm still blown away that we're 3.5 years from when it was released from the lab that we're still going, well, I don't know. We're still looking at theories. This is, to me, such BS. There's no way the U.S., who helped fund studies in other labs, which is common, that's no big surprise. We do collaborate with other countries on their research. That happens all the time. There is no way we have absolutely no knowledge whatsoever. Still also makes me think that's why Moderna and Pfizer were able to make a vaccine so quickly, because we did have knowledge, prior knowledge of the vaccine. Doesn't mean anything nefarious. It's just we were working with the lab, so we are aware of SARS or a similar virus. But I just don't get how, you know, the NIH is in collaboration with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and here we are 3.5 years later going, well, I don't know. To me, it's BS. Another thing that was BS was our counting of COVID. When we were first dealing with COVID, President Trump wanted to calm down the fear. And I'm mixed. I thought it was more serious than Trump had said it was. But I also agreed with Trump that we didn't need to flip and start locking everything down. And you know, one of you had written and said we wouldn't have had the lockdowns if Trump wasn't president. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? But I see what you're saying. If you're trying to say that people hated Trump so much that any sort of control they were able to take on his watch fueled them, then, you know, you are making an interesting point. Would, if there was, let's say, Hillary in power, would the whole entire country have gotten locked down? I don't know. And there's a lot of debate on who was behind the lockdowns and why. Maybe if there was a Democrat in power, we still would have had lockdowns. They might have said, oh, this is fantastic. Yep, this is, it'll save lives and people will be more dependent on us. I don't know. But what I do know is Trump was president, and if anybody should have been able to control what happened, it would have been him, and he couldn't. And local jurisdictions chose what they wanted to choose. And when people spoke out and their districts spoke out, they wouldn't listen. It was not a representative democracy. If you did have a community that said, yes, we want this all closed down, well, then they were representing. But all I know is there were Gestapo agents going into businesses, threatening and making sure everybody was working under the 35% rule or the 50% rule. And it was ridiculous. But one thing I needed as a doctor, and one thing we all needed as a U.S. citizen, was how many people were actually really dying of COVID. Well, once things were kind of already going into effect and there was all the fear, they needed the numbers. And so we started to be told that we got testing for COVID. We don't have a test for COVID, but it's COVID-like, so we're calling it. And in fact, public officials had told hospitals, look, if it sounds like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. If you think COVID contributed to it, put it on the death certificate. Now, I don't entirely disagree with that. If we do think COVID was somehow involved, you could put that as possible COVID-related, but then make a separate column on the spreadsheet in terms of the numbers. They didn't do that. Instead, when they said that, you know, thousands of people were dying by the day, and where we lost 1.1 million people, they didn't say how much of that 1.1 was honest to God COVID, or if it was, you know what, they had a heart attack, or they were in a car accident, but they also tested positive for COVID. Remember, there was some local police in a town back, I think it was in the south, where there was, some dead roadkill. And somebody moved the roadkill to the side of the road, which was nice for the drivers, but they added some signage. And on the signage, they said, COVID killed them. And the police said, guys, please don't touch the roadkill. Please don't put signage. But, I mean, it turned into a big joke. It was getting ridiculous. And so when people ask Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, how many people are actually dying of COVID? I couldn't say. Because if you did have a heart attack, if you did have a stroke, we didn't know if it was a COVID-induced stroke, a COVID-induced heart attack, or if this was just your heart attack or stroke. Now, somebody had suggested, which was a very, very smart thing to suggest, why don't we look at how many people died last January, or the previous February, of heart disease and stroke, and then subtract that number. Because if we do have an average January stroke death rate, or an average February heart attack death rate, then maybe the additional excess deaths could be the true COVID numbers. Could be, would it be the most accurate, but it would give us an idea. Nobody wanted to do that. And so China now is taking a different approach. China is now telling people to not cite COVID as a reason for people currently dying, unless it is COVID. A physician at a private hospital saw a printed notice in the ER, this was in China, saying doctors should try not to write COVID-induced respiratory failure on death certificates. Instead, if the deceased had an underlying disease, that should be named as the main cause of death. Now, apparently this is being reported by Reuters. If doctors believe that the death was solely caused by COVID-19 pneumonia, they must report it to their superiors, who will arrange for two levels of expert consultations. COVID death is confirmed. Six doctors at public hospitals across China told Reuters they had either received similar oral instructions discouraging them from attributing deaths to COVID or were aware that their hospitals had such policies. Some relatives of people who have died with COVID said the disease did not appear on their death certificates, and some patients have reported not being tested for coronavirus despite arriving with respiratory symptoms. Now, this is interesting because I have noticed not as many testing in the medical settings of COVID. Now, I credit that to the tests aren't working. We're having so many people testing negative just to test positive a few days later. So maybe we aren't able to trust the tests with this new wave. But this is now the opposite. Rather than needing the numbers and saying, look, if it looks like COVID, it smells like COVID, throw it on there. They're doing the opposite. They're like, even if COVID could have been related, if they died of a heart attack, just say heart attack. Now, is that right or wrong? I mean, we are going to be, for the next few decades, if not forever, dealing with COVID. Do we always have to put COVID on there? Do we always have to assume COVID is a part of it? I would say yes. Be honest if COVID was a part of it. But if they're negative for COVID and you can't prove they have COVID, leave it off. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site.
You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.